This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley, in for Terry Gross. You might have heard our next guest, Pokey Lafarge, on the soundtrack of the HBO series Boardwalk Empire, performing songs from the 1920s and 30s, the era in which the series was set. He records his own albums, too, which include old songs, but mostly original songs, inspired by early blues, country, and western swing. Jack White is a fan and produced a Pokey Lafarge recording and had Pokey open for him on a 2013 tour. Lafarge has a new album, his seventh, called Something in the Water. Terry talked to Lafarge in the spring when the album came out. He was in a studio in Nashville. He also brought his guitar so he could perform a few songs. But before we hear him perform solo, let's hear him with his band on the new album. It's called Knocking the Dust Off the Rust Belt Tonight.
Well, the lights are on, it's time to go. Gotta hit stage for another show. Knocking the dust off the rust belt tonight. I started out all by myself, but I'm lucky now that I found some help to knock the dust off the rust belt tonight. Have you seen what's happening around here? You ask most people, they don't care. But now is the time, we have to do things right. So we're knocking the dust off the rust belt tonight. From the CHI to the STL, I was born to raise a ruckus and do it well.
That's Pokey Lafarge from his new album, Something in the Water. Pokey, welcome to Fresh Air. It is such a pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for bringing your guitar with you. So the song that you just did, Knocking the Dust Off the Rust Belt Tonight, do you think of yourself as being from the Rust Belt Midwest chapter?
Yeah, definitely. We are from St. Louis, Missouri. I grew up in between St. Louis and Chicago, spent most of my time in Chicago. So right in between two of the major Rust Belt cities. So absolutely, it is a point of pride to a certain extent.
I want to ask you to perform a song for us, and this is an original song called Close the Door, and it's about unaffordable medical bills after 3 weeks in the hospital. I hope this isn't from personal experience.
Oh, thankfully, no. But I'm sure that there's many people out there that unfortunately could relate.
So this is Pokey Lafarge singing an original song called Close the Door.
Oh, close the door. Close the door. Don't let that doctor come in. Close the door. Lock it tight. Because I got no money for that doctor tonight. 3 weeks I spent in the hospital. Left me with a stack of bills sky high. I'll never be able to pay them. That's why I wish I would stay there and die. La-da-da-dum, 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 la-da-da-dum. Tell me why, yes, tell me why. We must pay for the things that we need. When a doctor, he get richer off me each day. And I barely have enough money to eat. That's why I'll never go to a doctor anymore. No matter how sick I get, no doctor will ever get my dough. Why? 'Cause I work too damn hard for that. La-da-da-da-dum, la-da-da-da-dum, la-da-da-da-dum. La-da-da-da-dum, 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 la-da-da-da-dum.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Pokey Lafarge performing for us, and he has a new album, which is called Something in the Water. You've got this kind of trill in your voice sometimes that I really like a lot, and very few people sing that way anymore. And I was wondering if that was something you had to work on or if you found that you naturally had that in your voice?
Well, you know, there's a way that in traditional jazz and New Orleans jazz, with clarinetists, they would have to have this, they came up with this really whiny, you know, tremolo, vibrato type style.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And
like
it's
Sidney
not.
Bechet.
Yeah, well, I was like my favorite soloist of all time. They had to come up with this vibrato to compensate for the poor quality of the clarinet, you know, just like literally warping in the humidity there in New Orleans. And I think, I don't know, maybe it's the same thing with my voice. I'm compensating for notes that I can't hit cleanly. I'm certainly not a trained singer. I'm just kind of following a feeling.
Oh, I don't see it. I don't hear it as compensatory. I hear it as as being in keeping with the period that inspired you, when I think a lot of singers had that kind of vibrato or tremolo or almost trill.
Maybe so,
yeah.
But, you know, there's been some great singers even throughout the rock and roll era and into now that are singing that way. I mean, even Tom Jones or like Morrissey, you know, they throw in this really cool vibrato. They just do it a little tighter, almost more like a more classical type way. I don't know, vibrato is certainly a thing. Maybe you're saying the trill is more specific. And I think there is definitely a big part of that, an influence from old singers for sure.
So were there people in your family who had that kind of music in their record collection or who played that kind of music? Like, I think you had a grandfather who played banjo in a banjo club in St. Louis?
I did, yeah. My mom's stepfather, and he's also the guy who bought me my first guitar. He gave me his old banjo from 1900, his tenor, his plectrum banjo that he played in said banjo club. But my dad's dad was sort of an amateur historian, a World War II veteran. Was always, you know, playing me westerns and World War II documentaries, and so. I don't know. It just seemed like history was very present in my family.
And did you ever get into like racial insecurity? Like, I'm a white person. Is it inauthentic if I sing this material?
Oh, sure, absolutely. But at the same time, you know, country, blues, rock and roll. These are things that anybody could sing. Male, female, person of color. From wherever you are in the world, you can sing this. But at the same time, it is important to give credit where credit is due and remember the people that sometimes, you know, gave their lives for this music. But, you know, there's the blues. But then again, if we wanted to use a genre, that's singing the blues, the white man's blues, if you will. That's country music. I mean, that's why I think Jimmy Rogers was such an important thing for me. Jimmy Rogers was sort of the bridge to a lot of things. And, I mean, he was singing blues, he was singing jazz. He had some of the first, you know, recordings of a white guy and a black guy in country music, you know, performing with Louis Armstrong in country music in 1931. So guys like that, I would always wanted to emulate somebody who was genre-less, someone who invented their own things. And
would you sing a Jimmy Rogers song that influenced you a lot when you started listening to him?
Sure. I can
and
do
are
that.
You going to yodel?
We'll see if my voice can do it. I don't know. Let's see how I can get. Okay, let's see.
For years and years I've rambled, drank my wine and gambled. But then one day I thought I'd settle down. I met a perfect lady. She said she'd be my baby. So we built a cottage in the old hometown. Oh, but I can't seem to forget them good old rambling days.
railroad trains keep calling me away. Yes, I may be rough, I may be wild, I may be tough and considered vile, but I can't give up my good old rough and rowdy way. Well, my good old rough and rowdy way.
Very nice. And you did some yodeling in there.
There's a little touch of that for you.
A little touch of that. That's my guest, Pokey Lafarge, performing a song by Jimmy Rogers, who is somebody who influenced Pokey Lafarge. I'd like you to do another song for us. And this is a song that you wrote and you perform on your new album, Something in the Water. It's called I Want to Be Your Man. And maybe you could tell us a little bit about writing this.
Well, Want to Be Your Man is one of those tunes where you just kind of write it and it happens. Boom, it's done. You know, other songs you write bits and pieces of and you're kind of wondering where the hook is at. But with this one, you know, in respects to even the first verse, something's wrong, honey, this I know, never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I want to be your man. And even right then, I was like, want to be your man. That's the hook. So then I just wrote it from there, and even automatically the tempo was boom, chant, boom, chant, boom, chant, boom. Just like that. And I was like, man, that would sound real good with a tuba. And if you listen to the record, you'll hear it with a tuba. And first song I've ever recorded with a tuba, it just worked out. So let's see if we can do this here. Want to be your man. Something's wrong, honey, this I know. I never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I want to be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, who do you think I am? Woo, it's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I want to be your man. Wanna be a man. Wanna be a man. Wanna be a man. There's a little taste there.
Yeah, I like that. And I like it with the tuba, too. I like it with the full band. In fact, let's hear a chorus of the song with your whole band from your new album, Something in the Water.
Something's wrong, honey, this I know. Never seen you this way before. Hey, baby, I wanna be your man. I can tell you need a friend. Step aside, won't you let me in? Hey, baby, who do you think I am? It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I
wanna be your man.
Some people don't like me hanging around, but there's no reason for it that I found. Hey, baby, please don't look so sad. When you're all alone and you need a hand, let me come into your house and be a handy man. Hey, baby, what about the fun we've had?
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
It's late and it's about to pour. Your neighbor's tired of me hanging around your door. I say one thing and nothing more. I
wanna be your man.
That's Pokey Lafarge from his new album, Something in the Water. So there's something else about your performing style I want to ask about, and that is that you whistle.
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
It's kind of a lost art. There's some great recordings from the 1920s with this great warbling whistling on it.
So good.
Yeah. Do you want to do a song with some whistling in it?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Let's see what I can do. Do they miss you? Let's see. Do they miss you? Can you get back in?
What if I kissed you? Would you tell me if it would be, would it be a little sin? No, I'm only human, baby, but you are so divine. I wanna know, when did you leave heaven? Oh, little angel of mine.
Oh, nice. Thank you for that. That's Pokey Lafarge, and that's actually a song that he also does on his new album, which is called Something in the Water. And that's an old song, I think, from the 1930s. It's actually from a 1936 movie, and the movie had, like, Tony Martin, Alice Faye, the Ritz Brothers, Patsy Kelly, who was in a lot of Gene Autry movies.
Nice.
And
you
the
know
song,
your stuff, Terry.
Yeah, well, the song was, well, the melody was written by Richard Whiting, who wrote songs
Richard
like
Whiting.
On the Good Ship Lollipop for the Shirley
Good
Temple
Ship
movie.
Lollipop. Boom, and, you got it.
Yeah, Ain't We Got Fun, Hooray for Hollywood, My Ideal. And it's such a great example of the kind of cross-pollination in American music. Like, how do you know that song? Probably not from the movie.
It was from Big Bill Brunzi.
Okay, and, great. So you know it as a blues song.
Well, yeah, but also there's a great singer. Actually, I first heard it from Thomas Frazier, who's this crazy multi-instrumentalist from the Shetland Islands of Scotland, who first heard country music when USO radio was being broadcast and you could pick up the waves over the Atlantic. I recommend anybody checking him out. You want to talk about a yodel and a whistle? This guy is insane. But I'm a sucker for a good melody, a sweet sort of melancholic tune like I did in Let's Get Lost. And I think I writing songs from that vein, it definitely has roots in the past. But, I mean, you know, you hear that in today's music in different ways.
Pokey Lafarge, thank you so much for talking with us and also for performing songs for us. It was such a treat. Thank you.
It's been an honor. Great talking with you.
Pokey Lafarge speaking with Terry Gross in April. His new album is called Something in the Water. He's currently on tour, and his next few stops include Montreal, Rockport, Maine, Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Vancouver. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bean Cooley. Have an enjoyable 4th of July.
Well, I was laying in the dark when I felt a spark suddenly come over me. As the feeling got stronger, I could no longer get myself back to sleep. The melody was flowing and the rhythm started growing. I guess it had to be for my soul. Cause if it feels right, it's like love at first sight. When it hits you, then you know.